In the Siddur of Yankiv Emden, Rabbi Yankiv Emden writes, Dvarim Noiroim, Dine Tisha B'Av Chaloin Vov, Il Mole Loi Hoya Ela Avon Zebi Yodeinu. If the only Avera we would have would be She'en Misablem Al Yushalayim Karoi, is that we're not properly Misabel Al Yushalayim, Hoya Dai Bazeh, that would be sufficient in and of itself, Laharich Goliseinu, to be marich, to lengthen our golas. V'hu be'enai hasiba hakroiva hayoyser gluya atzuma v'chazoka. This is the obvious and strongest reason. L'chol hashmodois hamuflogois hagdolos hanayroyois hamavhilois ra'ayoinim asher motzonu begolos v'chol mekoymois pizureinu. It's the reason in and of itself for all the shmodois rachmano letzlan and the dvarim hanayroyim and mavhilim that happened to us in Golus b'chol mekaymes b'zureinu. Lehunach lanu lahargia, we weren't allowed even to rest up with no respite. Im shifleisenu aniyenu umrudenu. Lefisha yot, why is that that we have all this? Lefisha yotza ha'evel haloz milibenu, because the avelus al Yerushalayim left our hearts, we don't think about it. Behi yaseinu sheiktim be'eretz leilonu. While we are calm and peaceful, the eretz leilano, we have forgotten where we're supposed to be. Shachachnu as Yerushalayim, v'leolsa al levavenu, v'kasha yechiach hanisoyin. And he says, as we see, the nisoyin will be mechiach that this is in fact the case. How far we are from being mekayim the avelus al Yerushalayim. Kasher yechiach hanisoyin hayichud, specifically biyoyim tes be'ov hamar. Mi v'mi misabel. Who is that person who is misabel v'nenach al churban habayis v'shmam misartzeinu karoi mimamake halev? Who is misabel the way one is supposed to mimamake halev? Kama dmos nishpachis al ze? How many dmos that are meant to be nishpach al ze? How many are there in fact? Vein tzorech loymar, and that's on Tisha B'Av. Vein tzorech loymar b'sharim leis hashona. Ein zeicher, vein peiked, vein doiver mimeno. Afilu machshova loybo zichroina, ki ilu mikre hayolon. As if it were just a historical occurrence which came and passed, and it's nothing for which we have to be misabel. And for that, for being lax in the avelus in Yerushalayim, even on Tisha B'Av, he said that's the cause of goluseinu, of all the shmodais and all the tzorais, the gedolos tzorais, the gedolos aneroyes, the mafilos, asher matzonu begolus, bechol mitzonu begolus, bechol mekaymes pzureinu. It's noira va'oyim. And who said this? Rabbi Yankiv Emden in the time of Rabbi Yankiv Emden. Now, if he said this in his generation, what are we in our generation meant to say? We're the taivus ha'olam, we're mezgaber, and all of our chushim, all of our sensitivity to ruchnius has become dulled. By us, we're so far removed from any sort of kiyum of avelus on the churban. And what he says comes if one is not misabel on the churban, it's dvarim nifloim. So obviously, the first thing to do is to the avoida of the whole year, but specifically by Namtzarim, to bleed up to Tisha B'Av, is to become sensitive and to feel the churban of Yerushalayim. Feeling the churban of Yerushalayim means you have to feel a sense of personal loss. There's no inyan, there's no concept of avelus for a historical occurrence. Something happened thousands of years ago, or hundreds of years ago even, if it would have been, or even 10, 20 years ago, something that happened, it's not shaykh to mourn over that. To mourn over something is something that I should have had, and that I view that it's important enough to me that I should have had it, and that I lost it. So we have to manage to attain some sort of a havana, some sort of a hargosha, that we are missing feltons, we're lacking the Beis HaMikdash with a tshuka towards the Beis HaMikdash and appreciation for the hefset. That's l'chayra, the avoda. We have to become sensitive to that first of all. Now, if one will be properly mizbeinen in the godless of Yerushalayim b'tifarta, with the Ashras HaShchina and the Brocha that we're shruya, and the marais of the Mikdash and the Avodah with all the Nisim that were there, the Hiskarvus HaNiflah that all of Kal Yisrael had, the Kapar of the Karbonis, the Rotzen that was created, done by the Rabbeinu Shalom Ayyidei HaKtoris HaKtoris, and it goes without saying, the Avodah and the Kapar of Yom Kippur of Lifnai Lifnim. If someone manages to view that as a reality, and to think about it, and it penetrates his mind and his very essence, he'll be nispoil from what that is, and he'll realize that anything that we have right now is bottled kiklipas hashum. It's nothing compared to that tiferes, the godless and the beauty of that matzav. And then, if one is misbeinen like that, so then he has asoga, and this is what we're missing, then you can come to a musig of avelis. But if a person is complacent in the situation and has adjusted to his present situation and doesn't consider and doesn't internalize what he's missing and what is meant to be and what isn't here, so then you can't be margish, the hefsid, in order to be able to have avelis. The mushal that they give, an old mushal, the melech banished the ben melech. So he went to a forest, he went to a faraway forest, and he lived there among the peasants, among the very simple people. And at first he found it very difficult to adjust to the conditions. In the winter it was terrible rainy season, in the summer it was oppressively hot. Now these people managed to build for themselves like these small huts, makeshift huts, in order to protect themselves from the rain in the winter or the sun in the summer. So as time went by, and this person, this Ben Melech, got used to being with them, so he also learned how to do this. He learned how to make these makeshift huts. V'yoymin hayomim, the Melech thought of his son and sent a shliach of the Melech to go to the Ben Melech and to build for the Ben Melech a proper house, a proper palace. So he came to the Ben Melech and says, listen, I came here to build a palace. So Ben Melech says, what do I need a palace for? I know how to put up a hut. He had been there so long that he lost the sensitivity, he lost the appreciation of what it's meant to be. He lost the appreciation of what is appropriate, what is min haroi for him, and he became complacent with being like one of these simple people. So even if the shliach comes to offer to build a magnificent edifice, I have my hut, what do I need anymore? The nimshal is obvious. Our hasogas have become dulled to the extent that a person has his house, a person has his car, a person has his comforts. I have everything. That there's the grandeur of Shechina, the beauty of Shechina and the Kedusha of the Mikdash B'Tif'arta B'Binyana and Yerushalayim HaBinuya, with a Kedusha which can elevate a person to a level of Ruchnias and Memela to a level of Shleimus and Simcha to which we have no Asoga, that's all gone. So even if we say, you know, I'm going to come and give it to you, Rahman al-Islam, a person is going to say, 1 second, but I have a house. I have a car. What do I need it for? This is how dulled we are, all have become lemechsa, leshlisha, levia, from appreciating exactly what it is that we're missing, and to come to a madrega to feel that I am missing that. Now I lost that, and I lost that, and I want that back, which is what the being misabel on the churban. We'll discuss a little bit the derech avoda of Beina Mitzorim, the derech avoda of the 3 weeks, of what we can do, what to focus on to attain some sort of a madrega, some sort of a havon, and some sort of a hergish of avelis and the churb. The 3 haftaras of Ben HaMetzarim are in this order: Divrei Yirmiyo, that's the first week, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and then Shabbos Chazoin is Chazoin Yishayahu. Divrei Zokt Reb Tzadok HaKohen in Parshas Pinchas Eischez. Shalosh Haftayres de Puranusa de Bein HaMetzarim. The 3 Haftayres of Puranias and Bein HaMetzarim. Sheheim Divrei Yirmiyo, Shimu, Hashem, Chazoyin Yishayahu, Boim Lesaken, Hadibur, Shmiya, and Ria. Divrei Yirmiyahu, it starts with. The first thing that we're Mesaken, that one should set about to be Mesaken in the 3 weeks, is Dibur. The second thing, Shimu, the second thing is to be Mesaken, the Chush of Shmiya. The third thing is Chazoyin, to be Mesaken, the Chush of Ria. That means that the overall Aveda of Bein HaMetzarim of the 3 weeks is to be Mesaken these three Chushim, Dibur, Shmiya, and Ria. And as we'll see, it's in a particular order. First Dibur, then Shmiya. First Dibur, then Shmiya, then Ria. That these, in fact, are the Tikkun, we see a Dover Nifl. Bein HaMetzarim is called Bein HaMetzarim, because what's the Metzarim? It's like Metzarim are Gvulim that are pressing down and pressuring a person and being Geirim him Tsar, making it narrow. He can't move like from all the Tsaris that he's having. Bein HaMetzarim, what would happen if you lose your focus of Ruchnius and you become subject to the Olam HaTeva? In the Olam HaTeva, Klal Yisrael is the Miut Sheba'amim. Klal Yisrael can have tremendous, if it's not living up to what Klal Yisrael is meant to be, then it's tremendous tzoros. It's Bein HaMetzar. The opposite of that is when Klal Yisrael is on a level of Ruchnis where it's Nis'ale from the Bria and becomes Nisdabek in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that's called breaking the Mitzarim and not having that. Where do we have that? Shabbos is called Anachla B'li Mitzarim. Why? Because on Shabbos, it's the targa of Ruchnius that a person is Nis'ala. He's Nis'ala from any hagbalot, from any limitations imposed by the physical. And he's Nis'ala to a Ruchnius level where there's nothing to contain that. That's just expansive. It's more and more and more and more. It's Nachla B'loi Mitzar. In other words, to go from the Matzav of Bein HaMetzarim to the Tikkun Gomer, it's from to go from Bein HaMetzarim to the Nachla B'loi Mitzar. That Nachla B'loi Mitzarim of Shabbos is Nisyachas to Yaakov Avinu, and it's called V'achaltich Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Nachla V'achalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. So this Shabbos, which is a Nachla B'loi Mitzarim, is called Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Nachlas Yaakov Avicha is B'Gematria 703. The Gematria of Divrei, Shimu, and Chazoyin is 703. The way to attain Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, the Nachla B'loi Mitzarim, the Tikkun, to be Mesaken, the Matzav of Bein HaMetzarim, to break out from the Mitzarim and to get to the Nachla B'loi Mitzarim, Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, is through a Tikkun of Dibur, a Tikkun of Shmiya, and then a Tikkun of Ria. Those are the Tikkun. Now we'll just try to understand what that means exactly. What's the nature of these Tikkun? So I think I have a very interesting machshava here. The first is Dibur. Dibur, I think, is neged Torah. Dibur is a tikkun of Torah. Torah, a person is born, a person is nefesh chaya, is born for Torah, and nefesh chaya is ruach memalala. The peh of the person to talk, it's for the koyach of Torah, the koyach to bring Torah to the world, Torah shabal peh. As the Ksois writes in the Hakdamah to the Shmaitzah, that the peh is the klaf of Torah shabal peh. There are also Dvarim Noiroim of the Arachayim HaKadosh, in Bamidbar Perek Chavov, Pasuk Chav Gimel, and the Pasuk Lepuva Mishpachas Hapuni. So on that Pasuk, he says, Amayim Lekezach, U'matzasi L'chside Yisrael, says, and I found the L'chside Yisrael Shekosfu, Ki Peh Shel Loim Dei Teira, that the Peh of Loim Dei Teira, Dinoi Ki Klishores, Asher Yisharsu Bahem Bakadosh. It's a din of a Klishores, with which one is Mesharis Bakaydish. Ki ain Kedusha ki Kedushas HaTayra. Because there's no Kedusha like that of the Kedushas HaTayra. V'lezeh, and because of that, also ledaber b'yafilu divrichel hagam she'ein b'hem dvorem asur. V'hu ma she'romaz b'maymer lepuva, she'hu peh ha'omol b'tayra, that's peh, puva, that's peh, she'boi she'ichein chatzi shmoiz barach, that you have half the Vov K of the Shem of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Mishpachas HaPoini, That's Pipam Mishbachas Hapuni, Pirish Tzarech, Lifnais. Lifnais mi piv, everything chutz mehagais batay. So it's very clear that the peh and the kayach hadibur, it ideally meant and created for Torah shabal peh. That's why the peh, which the Torah that comes out of the peh, which is kodesh kadoshim, it's the rotzen Hashem mamish, that is mekadesh the kli. That's mekadesh that peh, and the peh is kodesh. Or like the Shmaitzah said from a different aspect, that it's the cloth of Torah shabal peh. But ekshayia the peh and dibur connotes dibur of Torah. Dibur of Torah. And that is the tachlis of Dibur. Memela, what happens when Rachman al Islam, what is and what happens with a pkia in the Chush HaDibur, where a person's Dibur is not for Torah, it's for Rachman al for Lashon Haras, Rechilus, or even things that are extraneous things that, you know, needless and nonsensical conversations, which are pointless. You're metamtem, you're pegeya in the kedusha of the peh. A pegeya in the koyach hadibur is a pegeya in the kedusha of the peh. Once a person is chas v'sholem pegeya in the kedusha of the peh, in a matzah where the peh was nifga, so the kedusha satayra from that comes from that peh is nifga. And mainly you don't have the kedusha satayra as kote with al kedushosa v'taharosa. And if you don't have the Torah, the Kedusha of the Torah, so all the segulas of Torah, what it does for a mention, that a person is nis'ala from that, you don't have that. Because that's only for pure Torah, from Kaddish Torah. If you have a kli tome, if you have a kli posel that's posseling that, so then you don't have that anymore. That's what happens if there's a pegi in the Kaya Chadibur. So it's obvious that what's the chizuk? The chizuk is to be mizbeinen and to understand what the Koyach HaDibur is meant to be used, to use it for Torah, and al yedei kach, that to have the kli of Torah Shabal Peh, which is the peh, the klaf of Torah Shabal Peh, which is the peh, should be b'kedushosa the way it's supposed to be, then the Torah is b'kedusha of Tahara, and if the Torah is b'kedusha of Tahara, it's b'bchinas kiner mitzvah Torah oir. Torah is called oir, light. If Torah is b'kedushosa, Torah lights up. What is it light? What becomes enlightened? The whole world. Because Torah lights up everything and you see things for what they are. You see the Ruchni is the Ketachlis of the world. How? If the Torah, if the Kedusha's Peh, if the Kedusha of the Peh is Tomei and you don't have Torah, that full Kayach of Torah Shabal Peh, you're in a Matzav of Choyshech. You don't see what's going on in the Briah. You think you do. You think what's important is your car, your house, your this, your that. You think you see what's going on. But it's all a mask. You don't see anything. The real emes of what's going on is the Kedusha and the Matara to be Marbek Vaychamayim, which is the Tachlis of each and everything in the Briah, that you can't see. The Oyer that enlightens that, the Oyer that opens that up and pulls off the curtain that you should see that for what it's supposed to be, that's Torah. And that's only if Torah is B'tahara, if the Kayach HaDibur is Ketikune. So that's the necessity, the first necessity, is to be Mesaken the Kayach HaDibur. And that's the order of things. First, you have the Kayach HaDibur is Torah. Torah is the essence of the Oyer, which is the essence of the Briah. You need that, first of all, to be in reality. A reality check to see what the world really is. For that, you need the Oyer of Torah. For that, you need the Tikkun of Dibur. That's number one, the Tikkun of Dibur. The second Tikkun is Shimu. The second Tikkun is the Koyach of Shmiyah. If Torah, if Dibur was connected to Torah, Shmiyah is connected to Avodah. What's Shmiyah? Shmiyah is to internalize, to like they say in Yiddish, not only to hear, but to darher, to appreciate and to internalize. And it should become a part of your very essence. When we say Shema Yisrael, which is Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shamayim, what does Shema Yisrael mean? Be mafnim, internalize, and it should become a chelik of your very essence, the fact that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who is the source of all kaychas, is Hashem Echad. And every time when it says Shamaya Tishmu, what does that mean? Not just your ear, the sound wave should enter your ear. Shamaya Tishmu means You should be mafnim it. You should internalize it. If you take, so what's the tachlis of shmiya? To take what you have from the re'i, what you have from the dibur, the oyer of Torah that comes out from the dibur. You see the reality of things, internalize them, make them a part of you. Make them a part of you, and memela, what you will do will be al pi that Torah. Rachman al aslan apkiya in that chush is when you're not maftnim, when you don't internalize the amitas of the Rabbeinu Shalom and the rotzen and the tachlis of the bria being the rotzen Hashem, and then if you don't internalize it and if you don't put that in your heart, so then a person Rachman al aslan goes bishrivas levi. If he goes bishrivas slave. If you didn't internalize the emes of the Ayur of Torah, so then your lev goes basa the physical things that it sees, your lev goes basa the sheker. So the tikkun, after one is mesaken, the chush of dibur, the next thing is to be metaken, the chush of shmiya. And the third thing, chazoin is re'iyah. The third thing to be mesaken is the chush ariyah. The chush ariyah, the havana of that, I think, is gemilas chasadim. We find that there's a concept of a toiv ayin hu yivayrach, toiv ayin, and there's a tzoras ayin, a tzar ayin. Now, the difference between a toiv ayin and a tzar ayin is not, I think, in how they react to what they see. The difference between a toiv ayin and a tzar ayin is in what they see. Which means the Toiv Ayin realizes that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Toiv Ayin realizes that it is the person who has been Oved on Dibur and Oved on Shmir, and he realizes everything is, he has the light showing the world is for Ratzon Hashem. The Eivishter put everything here in this world to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. Every person has a Tachlis to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, which means that every person without that tachlis that the Eibishter gave him is nothing. And with that tachlis, he's a vessel, he's a vehicle of the Rabbeinu Shalom, a kli of the Rabbeinu Shalom to bring Kedusha to the world. And every person is like that. If a person lives and if a person realizes that, if that's what he sees, so what does he see when he looks at somebody else? And he looks at somebody else, he sees another associate who's a shutuf here, who's a part of him for this tachlis of being marba kvod shamayim. So if your whole existence is one of kvod shamayim and being marba kvod shamayim, so then the fact that this person has something that he doesn't have, so what does that mean? He, for his being marba kvod shamayim, has to have what he has. The Eibishter gave him whatever he has. He has nothing without the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Eibishter gave him whatever he has to do his kvod shamayim. The Eibishter gave me whatever I have or don't have to do my kvod shamayim. But there's no musik of kinna, there's no musik of tzaras ayin, like they say, not to fagin the other guy to have it, there's no such thing. That's a toiv ayin. And the toiv ayin, when you see the shleim is toiv sholem, I see everything is the way it's supposed to be, so then hafuch, if you see that somebody needs something, that there's a chesed you can do to somebody, so then avada, you'll do a chesed to somebody. Avada, you'll do a chesed to somebody. That's the toiv ayin. What's the tzar ayin? The tzar ayin doesn't look with tayradika eyes. The tzar ayin doesn't look with seeing Ratzon Hashem. When the tzar ayin looks at the world, the tzar ayin sees himself as an independent bria, nothing to do with Ratzon Hashem. An independent bria who has this physical bria has its taivus and ritzonus. So when he sees somebody else, what does he see in somebody else when he sees somebody else who has something more than him? It's all there for the taking. I'm here to have my hand. No, I'm here to take from the world what I want to take from the world. If he has it, he ain't going to get in my way. I'm going to take it from him too. I don't forget that he should have it. He shouldn't have it. I should have it. It's where kataiva comes from, kinna comes from. That all comes. So the difference between the toiv ayin and the tsar ayin is, what do they see? When you look at the next guy, what do you see? Do you see a shutuf, a chelik of one unit of being barbek for shemayim? Or do you see competition? Do you see that there's somebody who took from the physical world? I'm also here to take from the physical world. So it's mutually exclusive. If you took it, I don't have it. If I have it, you don't have it. So then it's this tug of war. That's tzarai. So if there's a pagi in the chushariya, then a person is a tzarai. If there's no pri in the chusharia, so then a person is a tzaddik. Summing that up. So what's the chizik? First, what's the chizik? In that, the chizik is, of the whole thing, is first to be mechazik the chushadibu. To be mechazik Torah. The Torah should be learned al kedusha. A person should realize what he's learning in Torah and what type of conduct that dictates and what should and should not come out of his mouth. If he does that, then you have the Torah oir. Then the light of Torah Shebaal Peh lights up the world. And you see the world for what it is. You see that it's all for Ratzon Hashem. Everything is Nivra for Ratzon Hashem. If you see that everything is Nivra from Ratzon Hashem and you work on your Chush HaShmiyah, you internalize your Avaida is, you take it and you internalize that everything is for Ratzon Hashem. That becomes a part of you. That becomes not something that you know, but that becomes who you are. Once you do that and that becomes something of who you are, so now the Chushariya, you're Mesakin, you go, you work on the Riyah, when you look at somebody and you see somebody else, if I am just for Kvod Shamayim, because the whole Briya is Kvod Shamayim, then so is he. If he's also for Kvod Shamayim, then you're a toiv ayin. Then you're then there's gemilus chasodim, because we're all in this together. We're all here for one tachlis, to be marv kvod shamayim. At kama that I can help somebody, it's wonderful. There's nothing more sublime than being able to help somebody. In the tachlis of ribui kvod shamayim should be niskayim. I should have a chelik in being mekayim. Mekayim that in being megala the rotzon Hashem, megala kvod shamayim. There's nothing more than that. Nimtinu lemeidim. What did we see here? That ayidei the pgiya in the chushay hadibur, the chushay hashmiya, and the chushay hariya becomes nistashtesh our whole tfisa sa'olam of a mensch. A person, if this has become blurred, if it's become distorted, his whole achiza, his whole tfisa sa'olam, a person doesn't realize who he is, doesn't realize what he is, doesn't realize how he's meant to react, how he's meant to interrelate and relate to the rest of the world, and he doesn't realize what the Tachlus HaChayim is. Now, if that's what happens with a Pgiya in the Chush HaDibur, in the Chush HaShmiyah, and the Chush HaRiyah, so we understand that this is the source of all the Averis that they say, whatever the Churban is, all of the Averis come from this. The Averis come from a Chulsha, from a Pgiya in these three Chushim. If these three Chushim would be Al Tikunam, there wouldn't be any Averis. Because you would end up with Tevayim. If there's a Pagi in these Chushim, so that's the source of all of the Averis, and that's the source from what brought to everything that the Churbanis, of the Churban, where the Churbanis came from. The Tikkun for that is to go out from that Bein HaMetzarim to the Nachla B'lei Metzarim, is to be Mesakin these three Chushim. These three Chushim. The Avoid is you're Mesakin the Chushim, and Memela, You now have Torah, you have the Ayur of Torah, you're Mafnim, you internalize the Ayur of Torah, and you relate to other people in the world the way the Torah wants you to relate to them. But aside from just this being the cause of the Avera and being the tshuva for the Avera, it also is another aspect to this dulling of these senses and the tikkun of these chushim. And that is the appreciation of the tremendous loss of the Churban. If a person's senses are dulled, if the Dibur is not Torah, there's no Yishori b'chayshech, he doesn't have the Ayur of Torah, Yishori b'chayshech, with a Chush HaShmiyah that's Nifga, and a Chush HaRiyah that's Nifga, so he looks at the world, so he sees it like a plain Basar V'dam. He sees it like a plain Basar V'dam. He sees it like a plain Basar V'dam with animal instincts and taivas and everything else. That's all he sees. That's all he sees. If that's all he sees, so what's important to him? Another car, another house, more money, and more money, and more money. A Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha, Tahara, Nachas Ruach, Tener Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Avodas HaKorbanos, Kayanim, Matnas Kahuna, it doesn't mean anything to him. The fact that you don't have it, yeah, historically there once was such a thing. Now there isn't. I am who I am, where I am, and what I am, and this is the way it's going to stay. Then there's no feeling of Korban. There's certainly no sense of contemporary, of loss now, that I'm missing anything. When do I have that? But if you're Mesakin the Chush HaDibur, you're Mesakin the Chush HaShmiyah, you're Mesakin the Chush HaRiyah, then what's the world to you? The world is a place for Gilui of Kvod Shamayim. If the world is a pleta tachlis, any the only thing that means anything is a giloy of kvod shamayim. You could have had such a tremendous, beautiful giloy of kvod shamayim. You could have had a beis hamikdash. You could have had avoda with koyanim. You could have had ashras hashchina. You could have had a kodesh kadoshim with lefnayu lefnim. Look how much that, and that is what I'm here for. That's the ultimate, and that's what my whole tshuka is. And that causes me the whole sense of loss that I'm missing it now. If that's a person's priorities, that's a person's very mitzvahs, then you have the hargosha of avelus in Yerushalayim. So not only for tshuva for the averus that caused the churban, but for the etzem sensitivity to the churban. The tikkunim of these three chushim create the sensitivity to the churban. And the sensitivity to the churban creates the feeling of avelus for the churban. That's our aveda, how we can get to feeling this avelus for the churban, to be misabel on Yerushalayim somewhat from what we're supposed to be doing. Now Chazal tell us in Tainus Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Kol Misabel Al Yerushalayim Zeichev V'Roye B'Simchasa. One who is properly Misabel on Yerushalayim is Zeichev V'Roye B'Simchasa. V'She'enay Misabel Al Yerushalayim, and one who is not Misabel Al Yerushalayim, Enay Roye B'Simchasa. Now the it's used here, the lashon of Hayve. Zeichev, I would have thought Kol Misabel Al Yerushalayim. So he gets credit for doing that. V'yizke, therefore, he'll be zeichet to see the binyan of Yerushalayim, to see the simcha of Yerushalayim Abenuya. Someone who doesn't won't be zeichet. Then it should have been zeichet. Yizke and lo yizke. The lashon of Chazal is not like that. Kol ha-misabel ha-Yerushalayim zeiche v'roye v'simchosa. V'she'ena misabel ha-Yerushalayim eina y'roye now v'simchosa. Ki'ilu, someone who's misabel ha-Yerushalayim is roye v'simchosa. Think the taych here is as follows. You could have things which al pneihem seem to be mutually exclusive, seem to be a contradiction, and really they're not. The emes person who's afan emes misabel al Yerushalayim, where does that come from? Lefi what we were masbir? You appreciate that the whole tachlis of the world is ruchnius. You're here to be davuk in d'Hashem, derbay nishal olam, and you have such a tshuka, you're so connected to Ratzon Hashem, to wanting to be Mekayim Ratzon Hashem, that you have this tremendous sense of loss, which is called the churban, which is called the avelus over the churban. You feel this personal sense of loss from the churban. Why? How did you attain that sense of loss for the churban? Because your dibur, your shmiya, and your riya are functioning properly, and you're here totally for kvod shamayim, and your everything and anything and everything of meaning to you in this world is the Ratzon Hashem, is being megala the Ratzon Hashem, kvod shamayim. A person who attained, on the one hand, that darga of being misabel al Yerushalayim, is so at the same time dovuk to Ratzon Hashem, is so dovuk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that at the same time he feels this very deep simcha, roye b'simchasa of Yerushalayim, of the Hashralis. He's so dovuk to the Kedusha that he's getting from that dveikus to the Kedusha, that same simcha that you have from the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not only it will lead you to kol ha-misabel Yerushalayim, with that alone now, zoiche v'roye b'simchasa. It's a very deep thing. And same way, conversely, v'she'ena misabel Yerushalayim, the one who is not misabel Yerushalayim. If he's not misabel Yerushalayim, why are you not misabel Yerushalayim? Because your very existence is not ruchni. Your very existence is not to be marbut kvod Hashem. Your very existence is the car and the house and everything else. That person has no connection whatsoever to the sublimity of being dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But the misabel al Yerushalayim, who has this sensitivity in his whole existence is to be marbe kvod shamayim, he has this feeling of being connected to the sublime, the ultimate toiv of Ratzon Hashem. He's dovuk, hagufa, his avelus shows and constitutes his kesher to that sublime ruchnius. And that's that he's zeiche v'roye v'simchasa. Have the siyata d'shmaya, that if we work, if we use the tekufa of Bein HaMitzarim properly, to be mesaken the chushim of Dibur, of Shmiya, and of Riya, we should be zeiche to go out for a matzav of Bein HaMitzarim, to a matzav of Nachla B'loy Mitzarim, and al yedei archizuk in these chushim, and al yedei the fact that the clarity we attain and the dveikus in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we should be zeiche lirois b'binyan b'samigdash b'mheira b'yameinu amen.